The European Commission has recommended granting Ukraine the status of a candidate for the European Union membership. The relevant decision was made at the meeting on 17 June. It was announced by EC President Ursula von der Leyen at a briefing in Brussels. The Commission recommends to the Council, first, that Ukraine is given European perspective and, second, that Ukraine is given candidate status. Of course, on the understanding that the country will carry out a number of further important reforms, said von der Leyen. A statement by the European Commission underlines that Ukraine has generally made progress in achieving the stability of institutions guaranteeing democracy, the rule of law, human rights, and respect for and protection of minorities. It is also emphasized that Ukraine has shown good macroeconomic results, showing worthy attention to macroeconomic and financial stability and needing to continue ambitious structural economic reforms. We all know that Ukrainians are ready to die for the European perspective. We want them to live with us the European dream, the president of the European Commission added. She also explained that Ukraine will have to take some reform steps to get even closer to the EU, in particular, concerning the rule of law, anti-corruption activities, and the fight against the oligarchs. The European Commission also recommended granting candidate status to Moldova. Georgia will receive it if it meets a number of requirements. The final word in granting this status belongs to the European Council, the EU's highest political body. Bodin Maruszewicz.